Penguin Random House Audio presents It Is Wood, It Is Stone by Gabriella Burnham. Read for you by Gisella Cipe. Chapter 1. I can still hear your words, the vibrant joy in your voice, as we sat in the back of a taxi stopped in traffic. The windows rolled down, but no breeze blowing in, except for the occasional wind from a motorcyclist weaving past.
Is it what you expected?
You clutched my hand and shook it with excitement.
Maybe I should answer that once we've left the airport road, don't you think? I can't believe we're here, you said.
Not to me, but to a child waving to us from an adjacent car window. The traffic sprawled for hours, barely moving, like a snake that had swallowed a calf. You had told me before that São Paulo was not the tropical paradise on postcards. It wasn't the pictures of women on the beach with fruit baskets on their heads. High-rise buildings traced the horizon, and favelas extended for miles on both sides of the highway. We passed a road that broke into the dense favela tessellation, revealing clotheslines strung from brick wall to metal roof, and a young girl pushing a shopping cart filled with cans and palm leaves. A barefoot man standing on the partition walked in front of our stopped taxi and began to juggle oranges for money.
Look,
he said, and nudged my arm. But the cab driver wasn't, so I didn't want to. When the traffic moved again, just 3 car lengths, the man wouldn't step away, so the driver whistled and waved his arm out the window. Not angry, but persistent.
Linda, give him some money.